This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. China said today the United States should take concrete measures to address the concerns of North Korea. Amid escalating tensions between Pyongyang and Washington, a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman told reporters one reason for the deterioration in bilateral relations since the U.S.-North Korea-Singapore summit in 2018 was that what she termed the North's legitimate concerns had not been resolved. Pyongyang state media today said there is little use maintaining a personal relationship between Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump if Washington sticks to what North Korea calls hostile policies. Australia's chief medical officer, Brendan Murphy, says the coronavirus has been eradicated in many parts of the nation, clearing the way for the resumption of sports events and for the return of foreign students to resume their classes in Australia. Murphy said Australia has recorded just 38 cases of COVID-19 over the past week, with travelers returning from overseas and already in quarantine accounting for more than half of those cases. Prime Minister Scott Morrison last month announced a three-step plan to remove most lockdown measures by July. But with case numbers falling dramatically, he says limits on indoor gatherings would be loosened in the next month to allow crowds of up to 10,000 people in seated sports stadiums and a trial run for foreign students to return. It is a far different situation elsewhere around the globe. India is reporting some 10,000 new virus infections a day, and its total case count is approaching 300,000, fourth highest in the world. There have been about 300 deaths a day in India, moving that total to just under 8,500. The hotspot is New Delhi, where health officials unveiled a model that shows a worst-case scenario in which the capital could top 500,000 COVID cases by the end of July, up from the current 35,000. Despite such devastating numbers, India has reversed most of the country's lockdown rules. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of coronavirus cases around the world at more than 7.5 million, with the loss of lives moving up from 421,000. Here in the United States, there have been more than 2 million coronavirus cases reported, with a fatality count of nearly 114,000. The head of the Harvard Global Health Institute tells CNN another 100,000 people in the U.S. could die of COVID-19 by the end of July. Says Dr. Ashish Jha, quote, "It's really stunning to me that we have this much suffering and death, and we're just not doing enough about it." All of this contributed to Thursday's dramatic dive on U.S. stock exchanges. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 1,800 points, about 7% of its value. NASDAQ lost 5%. As a follow-on, Asian markets are taking a hit today, with prices in South Korea off more than 2%. Wall Street is poised for a healthy gain today when it opens in a few hours, but it has a lot of ground to make up after yesterday's loss, the largest since mid. In Britain, nearly two decades of economic growth has been wiped out by the pandemic in a single month. London says the economy in April was hammered by a loss of more than 20%. It was the first full month under lockdown conditions. The bottom line, the British economy today is 25% smaller than it was in February, as the UK heads toward one of its deepest ever recessions. Meanwhile, Britain continues to ease back on restrictions, and Monday, such non-essential businesses as department stores and electronic retailers are set to reopen. And there is mounting pressure on the government to relax its rules on social distancing. The UK to this point has lost some 41,000 lives to COVID-19, with almost 293,000 cases. Critics charge that President Trump appears intent on treating the issues of racial equality and the pandemic as secondary to his political future. He is planning major events in states where there have been alarming upswings in COVID cases. And a week from today, Mr. Trump is scheduled to hold a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the date Black Americans used to celebrate the end of slavery in the country. In June 1921, Tulsa was hit by one of the worst incidents of racial violence in U.S. history, when hundreds of African Americans were killed by white mobs. The rally also comes just days after the burial of George Floyd, the African American who died at the hands of police in Minneapolis. The Democratic Party chairman in Oklahoma says Mr. Trump's timing is loathsome and insensitive. Polling by Reuters Ipsos shows most Americans, including a majority in President Trump's Republican Party, support sweeping law enforcement reforms, including a ban on chokeholds and racial profiling. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.